Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. So voting is well away in the United States, their quadrennial election. So President Trump, the 45th president of the United States, will be the 47th president of the United States, a feat which has been only accomplished once before, as in a president losing office and then reclaiming it in a subsequent presidential election. And so it's going to go on till the close of polls in Hawaii, because of course those islands are in the Pacific Ocean. And is it 10 o'clock at night in Hawaii time? That's something like, my goodness, that's very early in the morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, British time. Remember the 2016 election, waking up in the United Arab Emirates. And by the time I woke up, it was almost all over, because Trump had won some of those blue wall states. And it was absolutely clear he was past 270, even not quite all the ballots were in, everyone knew the result. I remember staying up all night in the 2000 election when George W. Bush won by the narrowest of margins, combing down to a few hanging chads, and was at Dade County, Florida. That was litigated and relitigated in the courts over the space of about a month. But this one, Trump doesn't win decisively, then it's likely that he will claim victory. Even if Harris wins, Harris would absolutely have to blow him away for Donald Trump just to roll over, because he thinks if he can't win in amongst the popular vote or the Electoral College, he'll try to win through the courts. 6th of January last time, that could be a picnic compared to what he does this time. He may be better prepared to have a plan for this coup d'etat. Now, both sides are lawyered up. The Democrats have got more money than the Republicans, and so the Democrats have outspent the Republicans in almost every state, sometimes significantly, like sort of 40% more money. Money talks, especially in the United States. And remember, his cases were just frivolous and malicious, often didn't even have a prima facie case. That's why he lost about 60 court cases last time and won only one of them, and often by Republican appointed judges. It might come down to the United States Supreme Court. Remember, 6 of the 9 justices were appointed by Republican presidents. That doesn't automatically mean that they will find in favor of the Republican candidate. They could be open-minded. Even if they do find in favor of the Republican candidate, it's not necessarily because they were appointed by a Republican or have any sympathies in that direction. So put that out of your mind. We rule according to the law and according to evidence. Whether that favors a Republican or a Democratic candidate, we're indifferent to that. That's the idea. Whether they really are quite so detached or fair-minded, I don't know. But if there was some partisan bias, that would favor the Republicans quite clearly. Another thing is, I notice this election's on a British public holiday, Bonfire Night. I say that's not actually a day off work. Remember the 5th of November gunpowder treason and plot and all the rest of it. And curiously, the British general election was an American public holiday this year, which was the 4th of July, which is Independence Day in the United States. Curious coincidence that, the only time it's ever happened. So because the United Kingdom elections are always on a Thursday, same as referenda, since 1918. Yeah, since the 14th of December 1918, previously it wasn't one single day. Whereas in the United States, it's always the first Tuesday of November. The inauguration or re-inauguration of a president is always the 20th of January, irregardless of which day of the week that happens to be, including if it's a Saturday or Sunday. It was the 4th of March until the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who's the last president to be inaugurated on the 4th of March. So an even bigger time lag. So about 2.5 month time lag between the presidential election and the inauguration of the incoming president. Previously, it was more like a 4 month time lag. Okay, so now, how is it going? It's very difficult to say because there's such mixed evidence right now. Early voting tends to favor the Democrats heavily. Voting on the day tends to favor Republicans. Bad weather will reduce turnout a little bit. Democrats a bit more, a bit better at the turnout, the vote operation. And that's always been the problem for the Democrats. People are inclined towards them, but you don't actually bother to cast their ballots in the end. But they seem to have corrected it. So the polls probably understating Trump's support, not as badly as previously, because they've taken strenuous efforts to correct that. Are they overcorrecting it? Well, time will tell. But in the exit polls, what are the issues that actually actuated the voters to cast their votes? And the thing is, the biggest single one was the state of democracy. That's 35%. I think each person is allowed to choose more than one. And people who are worried about democracy are more likely to be Democrats. So the fact that's the biggest single issue, it looks good for the Democrats. The second most important issue, 31% of voters said this was salient for them, was the economy. And if you're voting on the basis of the economy, often you're not very happy with it. Although the economic indicators are healthy in most things in terms of low unemployment, low inflation, steady economic growth, a booming stock market, but often a lot of people are not still feeling in their pockets. So that one, I would think, would actually slightly favour the Republicans, only slightly, whereas the issue of democracy in danger, that works heavily towards the Democrats. The fourth biggest issue is abortion. So the Republicans defend a child's right to life, and that's unpopular, unfortunately. So the fact that the Democrats hate children, they're pedophobes, that is actually quite popular. So there are a lot of nutters, there's majority bigotry out there. So it's looking for the Democrats, good on that one. But only 14% of people said that's a very important issue to them. But those ones are very much Democrats. Republicans tend to defend children, but yeah, it's not as important an issue for them. You know, those who really defend human life, that's only about 30% of the US population, depending on the circumstances a little bit. So not all Republican voters would actually want to save babies. Immigration, 11% consider that very important, and then they're overwhelmingly Republicans. And so then the last one, the foreign policy, that's kind of evenly split. Only 4% of people think that that's very important. Okay, so we shall tell. Is it going to be too close to call? The Republicans, I think they will win Pennsylvania. They've got various reasons to be fairly confident about that one. But not about anywhere else. But Trump is clearly exhausted. He's losing his voice. This was turning up really late to rallies. He's totally unfit to be president. I mean, physically unfit. He's always been mentally unfit. He's a completely loathsome, mendacious character. Absolutely despicable. Just cartoonish. All America's vices incarnate in one person. But he's more unworthy and physically incapable of doing it. So he ought to, you know, if he won office, he ought to be removed on medical grounds. He's just certifiable. He's not compos mentis. Anyway, so Kari Lake, the Republican who made a senatorial bid in Arizona, narrowly lost and kept lying about the election results, says that she will accept the outcome of it, whereas a lot of Republicans won't say that in advance. Okay. Anyway, so you can expect this will not end nicely or easily or prettily. So it will be argued about for weeks to come. So obviously America's adversaries are licking their lips because they think it'll be anarchic. It'll also prove democracy is a sham. It's because it is a sham in Russia. And they'll try to say, well, it's like that in the United States anyway. They want to turn Americans against each other, at each other's throats. An America that's paralyzed, that's inward looking, is enfeebled. And that obviously emboldens aggressor states. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.